Lecture topic, submit your desires to the desires of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To have relations with Allah Ta'ala, one has to be a very sincere devote. Devotion completely. To have relation with Allah Ta'ala, there must be no such thing as anything. You must be so sincere that you have to be happy with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever decision Allah Ta'ala makes, you have to be very, no matter, must have no condition at all. To that extent that you must not even become selfish to, and self-intention to. Your relation with Allah Ta'ala must be of that kind, that you're not asking for anything, because you're not fit for anything. You just have to accept Allah Ta'ala open-heartedly to get His happiness, because then if you're keeping happy with Him, you keep in contact with Him because you want a house, you want increase in your wealth, you want worldly material things you want, then that relation to Allah Ta'ala is not relation, is relation with those things. Because once He stops giving you all those things, then your relation becomes also same. So how important it is that you must not have any motives at all when you have relation with Allah Ta'ala. No motive. That is the most important thing. You must have no motives at all when you have ta'aluk with Allah Ta'ala. Because if you have any motives, that means you are a person of that kind, that you're a coward, you don't get it, you leave it and leave Allah Ta'ala and go away. In other words, you must remember that we have to only seek one thing, the pleasure of Allah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ Allah Ta'ala says, the most important, the greatest thing in this world, there is nothing more greater, is Akbar, that is Ridwan, pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So easily we understand the pleasure of Allah, but you must understand the pleasure of Allah means everything relies on Allah. You must be completely open-minded altogether. The mind must be blank with everything. Only His pleasure will be there. His pleasure. If Allah is happy that you get everything, alhamdulillah. If Allah is happy that you get nothing, alhamdulillah. You must understand what I'm saying. It's very important. There must be no motive at all. If Allah wants to give you everything, alhamdulillah. He takes everything away, alhamdulillah. Your relationship with the same. Not a difference, must not change at all. And then we get everything, then it's very good. Even in this world you don't get anything too. There's nothing to worry about. Even if you don't get anything in this world too, there's nothing to worry about. But you got Him. You got? When you got Him, then you got everything. The most important thing in this world is who? The pleasure of Allah. We have to understand this. The most important thing is the pleasure of Allah. And He does not give you anything, so what about it? To that extent, let us look at it from this. He says, I give you nothing hereafter too. But you got my pleasure. I don't give you anything hereafter too. But you got my pleasure. That's what we want. Because if you got Allah's pleasure, then what else you want? Because you're not chasing for anything, you're chasing only His pleasure. And that is what is the most important thing that is wanted. Because don't have relation with Allah Ta'ala like a laborer. No, we, our relation with Allah Ta'ala like a laborer. The laborer comes, I'll give you this amount. You're not happy, you'll walk away. You'll walk away. You walk away. You make sajda too. No difference. I didn't get anything. Let me carry on. I did namaz too. No, I didn't get what I want. I did not get what I want. I walked away. So what are you doing namaz for? What are you making ibadat for? I want to get that thing there, then I'm making ibadat. I'm making this to read that, I want that. All motives of the world, they're not for Allah Ta'ala. Allah, you give me, alhamdulillah. You don't give me, alhamdulillah. I want you, I don't want anyone else. This has to be stamped in our hearts very strongly, that I only want Allah and no one else. As long as He is happy with me. His happiness is very important. Not like the slaves. Become the slave of Allah, that He must be happy with you. And once you must have His happiness, you need anything that you don't need anything else. It's obvious that Allah's love is that. If Allah loves you, you get everything. If Allah loves you, you get everything. Then you don't have to worry of anything. Suppose if Allah Ta'ala tell you, do not test Allah, Allah tests us. Do not test Allah, Allah's duty is to test us. Why is Allah Ta'ala testing us? Because we are claiming Allah that we love you. Because we are claiming Allah Ta'ala, we love you, Allah Ta'ala, you say you love me, then I will test you to show that whether you are true in your claim or not. Now the test is this much that you will be doing in different ways, it will test you. That you will be going through some difficulties and then see how your love is for me or not. That even I'm giving you everything, then you become very close to me. When I take everything away, you're still close to me or not? That relationship remains the same or not? I bring all kind of difficulties, calamities on you in this world. Every kind. Allah, I love you. Allah is from you. I accept it. I still remain the same. Not that the worldly things have been given to you, then you're very close to Him, and the things taken away, you turn away from Him. Then that is not love. That is not love. Your claim is not right. That what was supposed to be asked. That this Allah Ta'ala, Allah tests you. And the person who is true, when he passes the test. Become Allah's friend, then you become everything. Become Allah's friend, you become everything. We are not Allah's friend, that's the thing. We are everyone else's friend, we are. When you become Allah's friend, then whatever Allah Ta'ala tells you do, Allah is my friend, I must do that. What do you ask for this? In other words, you become Allah's friend. What's the meaning of that? Become a pauper in front of Him. Not in front of people. Do not become a pauper in front of people. Become pauper in front of Allah. Oh Allah, I need you. Ajizi. It's called ajizi. Complete humility to that extent. That He gives you everything of the best, but you're in a condition of humility. That even when He gives you that to you, Allah, I'm not fit for that, but I thank you, gave me. If He's giving you piety, alhamdulillah, ya Allah, I'm not fit, you gave me, I can't thank you for that. The world He's given you, but you say, ya Allah, I'm not fit, you've given me. That humility remains that I'm not fit, but you are giving me. Tomorrow He takes it away. I'm still happy with it. Because you want to take it away from me. If He gives you the highest pedestal, He puts you on. You are very happy. He puts it down to the ground. Very happy. In every condition happy. Why are you happy? Because you got who? Allah Ta'ala. You got His pleasure. He wanted you to be like that. He wanted you to be like that. He wanted you to be like that. Then why should we be unhappy then? The moment you bring about your conditions in front of Allah Ta'ala and proposals in front of Allah Ta'ala, then you're showing Allah Ta'ala, I'm not happy what you are doing to me. Today we have that kind, you know, that we go through any difficulty or hardship, we want to propose ourselves. I don't know why I'm going through this condition. Did you any time think like that? That Allah Ta'ala, whether Allah loves me, how do you come to know? First ask yourself, how much you keep Allah happy? If you keep Allah happy, then Allah Ta'ala will keep you happy too. So asking conditions and making conditions, then you must know. But once your desire for the world and hereafter is no more. No more. It mustn't be. Your desire for the world and hereafter is no more because you got him, you want him. They say, if Allah is not in Jannat, what are you going to do in Jannat? Some people say, this is a very great people, say, if Allah to put me in Jahannam, that's Allah's pleasure, I'll go with it. Because that is His pleasure. That is His pleasure. But we are too weak to talk like that. We want Allah's pleasure, Allah must give us Jannat. But remember that you must understand, this majlis is very important, that forget your desires. Forget your big ideas. If you got big ideas and desires, please shun it one side. Your desires, no more your desires. Allah's desire is my desire. When you got this, Allah's desire is my desire, then if you keep to today, will good give you biryani today, alhamdulillah. Tomorrow you dry bread to alhamdulillah. That's His desires. Your business is roaring today. And tomorrow is your business no more. In those two conditions you are, because no more your desire. Whose desire it is? Your health is so good, you are very strong in everything. Overnight your health goes away. Ya Allah, is your desire. This condition must be among us all the time. Then you can see what can happen to you. Because the moment something goes against our desires, see what happens to you. It's very easy to say, I love Allah Ta'ala. It's very easy to say. But your desire is so much to touch the cell phone, to see all the filth. That is your desire. But what is Allah's desire? I'm just taking that example because that is the biggest threat today. Biggest threat. The harms that is causing this society today is because of this cell phone. If you must always think that is no more my desire, Allah's desire is important and I must fulfill His desire. You want to go for Hajj, you want to go for Umrah, you want to go, that's your desire. Allah says, I'm not telling you for that. And see how do you respond to that. So once you bring about your own desire and proposal from Allah Ta'ala, it's rude. You cannot do that. You're saying Allah Ta'ala, na'udhu billah, Ya Allah, I think it should be like this. I don't think like this. I'm not happy you took my father away today. I know I'm not happy you took my son away today. He's supposed to live another 5 years and 10 years. He's supposed to. This kind of things we do. I'm doing so much of namaz and so much this ibadah that I'm making. This must not happen to me. Why the kafirs are giving so much everything, we give nothing. They are so happy and all that. And look, Allah has not given us anything. To talk like that is a sin. Wait. So we are not true slaves. We are not true slaves. Do not claim. Rather do not claim. Because you claiming, you'll find that you are wrong. You see, when a person goes to a king, or the king and tell, listen, where are you going to sleep? He says, I'm going to sleep wherever you tell me to sleep. What are you going to eat? I'll eat whatever you tell me to eat. What work you tell me to do, I'll do whatever you want to do. So the king will ask him, what's wrong with you? You are asking where you sleep. He says, I'm a slave. Where have I got the right to give up? If I'm not a slave, then I can do that. So when a man and a man can behave in that manner, Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, our Creator, our Allah, the most merciful one, the most kind, most compassionate. So much of love Allah gives us. If Allah did not give us love, Allah would not give us masjid to write. His love is so strong on us that He brought in masjid to who brought us today. How much shukr are you doing for that? So many people outside the masjid not coming to the masjid at all. He brought you here. For that you cannot make shukr. Forget your desires. Your desire must not fulfill His desire. That's why one buzrug, he had 5 children. He said, Hazrat, what happened? He said, I never fulfilled my desires. Hazrat, you didn't fulfill your desire, you got 5 children? He said, I fulfilled my wife's desires, not my desires. You desire for something, he desires for something else. You desiring that you want to go home and you're going to get a certain meal you told your wife to make. You're going full out and I'm going to go there. When you go home, the maid for food was not made because of circumstances. You did not look at the circumstances. She got sick or something. And she told you the food not made out. See how you react? You forget all your desires. You want your desires. You had a very big deal, very, very big deal. Already, you made the whole night to stage minute. You know, you made big, I don't know what were plans. I want to make this money, I'll get that money, and that, and that, and that. In the morning you came, you said, nothing there. How did you respond? How did you respond? If you respond, Ya Allah, I wanted it, but you did not want it, I'm happy with the desire. You want to get married to a certain girl, every arrangement to be made, it did not take place. How do you respond? Everything you must see in this point is my desire or Allah's desire. So you have to sacrifice your desires for the desire of Allah at all times. In other words, remain like a slave. Remain like a slave. That I have no desires at all. I have no desire. There's nothing. Because the moment you have a desire, you'll have a problem all the time. All kinds of problems you'll have. You know, there was a king, you know. You see, a king, the buzu gave a nice example. He said, a king. One person come to the king and tell him, you know what, I want to see your treasures and all. He said, just kick him out. Take him out, what is he to come and ask me that? But another person comes in, sit down, assalamu alaikum. The king says, stand up. He stands up. Sit down. So, he said, no, this person is obedient for Allah. I'll keep him inside, make him do some work, come sometime. Now he's becoming more obedient. He said, no, this person got obedient in him. He's kind, he's expert, he's listening. After some time, he's become more closer to the king. He's become more closer to the king, now the king opens other things for him too. After some time, he opens other things to him, then realize, oh no, this fellow is sincere. He's obedient, he's following. Now, let me show him my treasures too. When that can happen in the world, then how much we must be day and night in obedience to Allah. Day and night to be drowned in a zeal. You know, zeal, mother, shock. Day and night to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala in every way. Day and night. But if you look at it, take stock of yourself. What Allah did not give you today? People are crying everywhere. Ya Allah, give me everything. Did you make shukr for that? Day and night you must be in zeal. Total obedience and total submission to Allah Ta'ala. Total submission. And total submission means that I've served myself complete to Allah Ta'ala. Fana. Fana. To not annihilate yourself to that extent. Fana. In not with words. Fana in reality. Annihilate yourself. What He not give me? Annihilate. You drive in a car to you not, I'm nothing. You walk into, you not accept, it is Him. It's everything, Him. Allah. So we have not brought that condition to us that brought this thing that whatever we're seeing or experiencing in this world is bringing disaster in us. Because we forgot it's Him doing it, no one else doing it. His desire is over. That one buzruk, they went and told him, there's floods coming up. Floods coming. So, make dua and all. He went there and said, the flood to open more. Hazrat, you open more. He said, how can I go against his desire? His desire to bring flood, I can go against his desire. So the moment he said, Ya Allah, this is your desire, I cannot go against your desire. Allah said, when my bandha is like that, why should I follow my desire? Let me fulfill his desire. Fulfill his desire and give you everything, but not with that intention. That's greed now. Greed. Never become greedy. Do not become stingy. You know what stingy means? He must get, I mustn't get. You know? He must get, I mustn't get. No. Stinginess must not be there. Not any interest you must have. You must only have interest, Ya Allah, your desire. There must be no other thing that you must have in you. So to have that condition of total submission at all times, 24 hours, total submission, not only in the masjid, at the moment everyone is on josh at the moment. Everyone on a josh. Become hosh. Become hosh. Josh is everything, you know. Soda water josh? Like that. Become, Allah must make us all become like that. Istiqamat is most important. Istiqamat means steadfastness. The zeal I'm talking about, total submission, is 24 hours that anything that you are doing, your business, your anything, you are so engrossed with Allah that I'm only with Allah, no one else. I'm making a business deal, Allah's pleasure. There's no one, nothing wrong. Anything that I must do is Allah's pleasure. I meet another Muslim, Allah's pleasure. If you bring those conditions to us, then inshallah, no, your desire is no more your desire, it's Allah's desire. Have that desire, Allah's desire. Fulfill his desire. You have no more desires. Then inshallah, this dunya, they say if Allah did not give you anything in the world to, but you got him, you got everything. We want him, we don't want anything else. But let us work towards that thing. Ayaz, you know Ayaz? When he came, the thing, he was like a pauper when he came to the king was so close to him, so close to him. There was jealousy, tasted too much. Oh, jealousy is too much. He was so close. The people told the king, this fella, yeah, he's doing something wrong, man. He's doing something wrong. Every night he closes his door, he must be doing something there. The king did not believe, but he said, never mind, they're saying they will do one thing. He said, one night we're going to open, bust the door. So one night he was gone in a room and sat down there. And they bust the door. You see, nothing was there. But what was there? Ayaz, when he first came to the country, to the king, his old clothing was kept there. He reminded himself, Ayaz, king giving me a lot of izzat, but your reality is this. Your reality is this. You are this. Likewise, we must think too. We are what? We are nothing. Allah gives us real. Allah gives us, we are nothing. So if people praise you, mean nothing, he must praise you. He must praise you. So forget your desires. Our desires will not help us. No desire at all. My desire to punch that person, because he took me to task. My desire, that is, what is his desire? To forgive that person. If you look in the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everyone who caused harm to Nabi Karim to that extent, but in return, what was he? What was he? I forgive. It's not my, his desire. It's not his desire, not my desire. So let's forget our desires. The wife scolds you. Take you to task. Your desire to punch her. Your desire to swear her. That is your desire. What is Allah's desire? Today one person sent me a message. I went out one place and that fellow took me to task. So I really took him to task too. And he was very happy about it. I said, if therefore I had to kill him, what happened to him? Because your desire, you know, your desire. What? Why did he tell me that? Why did my wife tell me that? Why that my worker told me that? Who you think he is? It's all because of your desires. Desire must be Allah's desire. Whatever happened, just keep quiet. And that is what Islam teaches us. So today's majlis is, we must only have one person in our heart, Allah Ta'ala. Our heart must be with Allah all the time. 24 hours. The zeal must be there, the shock must be there. Allah is looking at it. That you're walking in a room to Allah looking at me. You walk in a business to Allah looking at me. Every moment Allah looking at me. Then what will happen? Will you make a mistake? You won't make a mistake. When? My husband should say nicely. Zuban zikr mein hai. Dil dhyan mein hai. Zuban zikr mein hai. Dil dhyan mein hai. Then when you make any nonsense, you won't make nonsense. Allah ta'ala amal kanil tawfiq nasib. Wa akhir wa da'un. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين العاقب المتقين والصلاة والسلام صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما ولحقني بالصالحين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.